Mr. Mason, Reel 8.
Making it quite a compact unit, although very heavy. Now, after a few days in the jungle, I decided to get this thing working. I'd arrived with the new batteries, so there was no problem, no hurry. So we set the thing up, and of course all the other chaps there were most interested to see this piece of equipment. So we proceeded to cut down wood to feed the boiler, but in the jungle, this is difficult, in the rain jungle, rainforest, because everything is soaking wet, and the driest stuff we could find was bamboo. Well, we chopped a good supply of bamboo, chunks of bamboo, got it lit, filled the boiler half full of water, according to the instructions, and waited for something to happen. We connected up the tubes to the generator and waited and waited. Put on more wood, as much as we could, into the firebox underneath, and eventually a wisp of steam appeared from the top. So we gave the generator a turn, and away it went for all of 5 minutes. And this was after about 2 hours of hard work, cutting and feeding the boiler. So we never tried again. The whole thing was written off as a dead loss, which was a great shame when you consider the time and trouble that had been spent devising this piece of equipment. Now, fine if it was a warm day in a English wood where there was plenty of dry timber to cut up and feed the boiler, no doubt it would have worked beautifully. But in our position, of course, this was impossible. So it was back to the charging engine, which we called the horror, the petrol generator. And I soon found that all that was wrong with the thing was the regulator needed adjusting. And when I started the motor, it worked perfectly well. But again, the noise was the problem. So between us, we dug quite a long trench, laid the exhaust pipe and silencer in the trench, covered the whole thing with bamboo and earth to make a sort of huge silencer out of it. And I must say, it quietened the whole thing down, so much so that you could only really hear the mechanical operation of the engine and not the noise from the exhaust. And from then on, that's all we used. And it really worked perfectly well. And everyone was sort of happy about the noise level. The main thing is to keep the batteries well charged up so that an hour charging every other day was quite sufficient. And we were quite happy as it turned out. But we were all quite sad about the poor old generator, which had been so lovingly built. And that was about the end of that story. There it is.